Another artist that made a very big night, Olivia Rodrigo, 19 years old. She is a new artist, won 3 Grammys, one for Best New Artist, Best Pop Solo Performance, Best Pop Vocal Album. 19 years old, ladies and gentlemen. She has a really long career ahead of her. I feel like we're going to see a lot of her in the upcoming years because she's coming out big.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, Espy, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Nobody You Know. We are stoked today. We're going to be talking about the Grammys. Ooh. So get whatever thing you like to put down your throat. That sounds really good. I meant to say, grab your drink, whatever that may be. Do we need to
read? Show,
I'm sorry. I apologize. Do we need to redo?
Let's go.
It's too fun. Anyways, this episode is going to be about the Grammys. So let's get going.
Let's
take a trip to Vegas. Grammys. What an eventful evening for all these celebrities, all these artists. I want to start off with my favorite duo. Bruno Mars.
Silk Sonic.
Anderson Park. A clean sweep for them. Uh-huh. Record of the year. Song of the year. Best R&B performance and best R&B song. All well deserved. I mean,
when you hear that song, you move.
Right.
It's like
you groove, you're grooving, you're moving. It puts you in a mood. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love it. This is Bruno Mars' 3rd record of the year. He won this award back in 2016 with Uptown Funk. In 2018 for 24K Magic.
Of course.
2022 with Leave the Door Open.
I mean, how many Grammys does he has? Do we know?
I don't know.
Let's check
because I want to know. I know
that's a lot.
He's not the one who has the most Grammys, but he's probably going to be around the middle. I hope he at least has 10.
He's super decorated artist. I'm sure.
So I hope he has a little bit more than 10, but I don't know. I don't know what is the number.
I know Queen Bee has.
She has 28.
That's insane.
She's the female with most Grammys ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there is still one guy that still has more Grammys than her, and it's this guy called Sir George something. I forgot his last name.
Okay.
He's
is
Sweden.
It Sir George Lucas?
No. Maybe. I don't know. He has 31, so she's only 3 away from him.
Wow. All right, so Bruno Mars has 15.
15.
Oh.
Okay,
wow.
He's catching up to Queen Bee.
15 more to go.
I can't blame the Academy for giving him all those awards. No. He is...
I'm a musician.
He's honestly
the
best.
This is
the
thing. Like, he doesn't come out with new songs every year. He like goes disappearing for a little bit, but then when he comes out with like a song or an album, it blows up. It's a hit.
Which I think is better, honestly, because it's better to take your time and come out with something epic than just like regurgitate music over and over.
Yep.
And he's such a performer.
Yes.
He's the whole package.
If you want to think of one of like the greatest musicians and artists, he's going to totally be in the list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's original.
Yeah.
I
was telling Gus earlier when we were watching him perform at the Grammys, I was like, you know what? I think God made him short for a reason, because he is so talented. And like, I even think he's like really cute, like good looking. He's got it all except for the height. And I was like, you know what? God was like, you can't be tall because you're going to be too perfect then. So just that's the bane of your existence.
His personality makes up for his height.
Oh, yeah. You don't even notice. Honestly.
At the same time, something that I really like about him is that he doesn't really go with the trend. Mm-mm. Because, for example, this album, yes, it has a little bit of like those 80s vibes and things that people are going for. Right. But it has such a unique sound that it doesn't completely follow what everybody else is doing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And like the same thing with 24 Karat Magic. I mean, he has a love for the 80s and all of things. You can see it in his music.
You can tell, yeah, for sure.
You know, but it's not the same as everybody. Like, you can see how it's differentiated.
Yeah. Well, I think this is actually, like, a tribute to what, the 60s and the 70s? I mean, we should know this. But, like, I feel like it's a throwback to that era, but it has, like, a modern edge to it that kind of made it, like, their own. But I think what's so fun about it is he reminds people of that time period, all the nostalgic parts that, like, you actually want to experience without actually having to go back into that time.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Because, like, it wasn't all, like, rainbows and sprinkles back then. You know, there was a lot of bad things. But he's, like, he's using music to make people be like, dang, I want to live back then.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
I think that's kind of the vibe.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts was how they get up out of the table.
Yes.
That was epic. Freaking awesome.
And then the speech after, like, we're trying to stay humble here, y'all. Yes. I thought it was hella cute. It was so cute.
It's so good.
It's just so good. So I mean, it just, well-deserved.
Well-deserved.
Yeah. We love them. We personally love them.
I didn't really love that much their act. Like, you know how they opened the Grammys?
Right.
It was good, but I wasn't.
I liked it.
I think I was hoping for Leave the Door Open.
Right.
So you know?
Yeah. I think the reason they did the 777 was because they were in Vegas.
Yes. It was a tribute.
Yeah. Right.
It was a tribute to Vegas, but it's like, I want it, you know?
Right. You want your favorite one to come up. Naturally.
But I think that 777 one is super, like, showing off their musical skills and less their voices, and so I think if you appreciate like that, it was really awesome.
I was like,
holy cow, these guys can play their instruments.
Yeah, I think it's just the little I want it, you know, the song because I don't hear it enough.
Another artist that made a very big night, Olivia Rodrigo, 19 years old. She is a new artist, won 3 Grammys, one for Best New Artist, Best Pop Solo Performance, Best Pop Vocal Album. Mm-hmm. 19 years old, ladies and gentlemen. She has a really long career ahead of her. I feel like we're going to see a lot of her in the upcoming years because she's coming out big.
The competition against. Because when you put Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, all of these big names, they've been there for a while now.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, no.
And her performance was very cute.
It was very cute.
I liked her in the car.
Yeah, it was really cute.
You know, I feel like it felt genuine.
Yes. You know?
And sometimes that's kind of what I want in an artist.
Yeah.
Is I feel like they are actually enjoying that second, even though they have seen that song a million times.
Yeah, I was like, I've heard her sing this somewhere. I guess in another award show.
She's been everywhere since Driver's License.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And it's kind of fun to see her, like, against Billie. Mm-hmm. Not because they sound exactly like. They don't. They have some similarities. But I feel like you can see, like, the innocence and the inexperience a little bit, just, like, as far as being in the spotlight and performing at huge shows like this.
Yes.
And then you get Billie, who's only, like, 1 or 2 years older.
Billie's 20.
But, like, you can feel the maturity difference and experience by listening to their voices. But, like, it's so fun to hear both of their voices.
Right.
It's not, like, one is better than the other, but, like, you can see that progression of evolvement.
Speaking of Billie, her performance with her brother was magnificent. Mm-hmm. I loved how they incorporated the water, the rain. It was
Did you see the water right away? Because I didn't. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, there's water.
I did. I thought it was super clever. I thought it was different. And she just sounds amazing.
Her voice, obviously, she sounds amazing.
Yeah. It was such a passionate performance. Phineas on the guitar. It was just passionate. I really felt that energy through the screen. And she did a fabulous job. I really liked her performance.
Something that I really liked about her is how she knows to move the audience and move everybody just with her voice without having to dance and do all of these other things.
Not taking her clothes off. Like, if she wanted to take her clothes off, that's fine. But she was wearing, like, something, honestly, that I would sleep in at night, which is fine. But, like, you don't even care.
Yeah,
you're not like, I wish she would take her clothes off. Or, I wish she looked like
I wish she was in a bra. And, like, you know, like,
or I wish she was dancing. Or I wish she would. Blah. No. Yeah. Like, you didn't ever need that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and I love that. And I love how well, because when the song starts, you can feel the passion, but you can feel how it starts evolving. And then it gets there.
Her,
it breaks you. And then suddenly she's like, to Simple Knows by Thank You. Like,
I think
you
know? I think it's like her timing is just impeccable. Yes. Like she knows when to build it up, when to like it just.
And it's you can hear effortless. Her breathe, which indicates she's singing live, which it really bothers me when some of the people aren't singing live. Because I'm like, we're at the Grammys. The Grammys is all about awarding people for their voices, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I think most of the people were singing live. I feel like, obviously, we don't know 100%, but like Lil Nas' performance was epic. Like his dancing,
the choreography
was insane. But like we're pretty sure he wasn't singing live because he wasn't even remotely out of breath. You could never hear him breathing, and that kind of irritated me because I feel like we're living in a time when we really want people being genuine, even if it makes your voice a little less perfect. And
yeah, because he can sing and he can do it. I mean, I don't know if he wants singing or no. Like, is it still because in these shows, you don't know.
You just never know.
Because at the same time, how they can all be singing, they can all be lying.
Yeah.
Because sometimes these shows are so prepared and they have such an amount of time that they have to be like no mistakes.
But like, you couldn't even hear him be like.
Yeah, but
like with Billy, you could hear him go. In that thing, you know what I mean?
She naturally has a beautiful voice, though.
Yes.
That's true.
Naturally.
That's true, but
the other ones, they probably fix it.
They have to tweak, and I mean, a lot of the artists right now use auto-tune live.
Yeah.
But so, I feel like we're all dancers, and like, we're all in pretty good shape, I'd like to say. But like, we're used to dancing for 2 hours without stopping, and sometimes longer, and even the people who are the most in shape, we all get a little bit out of breath. And so, I mean, if he was singing live, then damn, he's in shape. Because, like, I never heard him even slightly take a breath. Lil Nas, call me if you were singing live. But call me.
That was a good one. But yeah, I mean, this is a little bit going off the topic, but it is kind of a little bit unfair how dancers is the only artist that doesn't have like a cheating way.
Right. Because there is no auto-tune for us.
There like, is no auto-tune.
You get what you get. That's that on that second. Like,
and that's it.
That's you don't get a redo. You don't get, okay, you know what? Let me do that again. Let's cut it.
Stop the music. I need to do this turn again. Like, you don't get that.
You don't get that.
Yeah, like, even if your costume falls off, like, you just got to keep going.
You just go.
And, like, you can't be like, wait, will someone tell me what my choreography is? Because I forgot.
It's live and direct. What you're getting is, that's it. Like, that is it. And that makes us even, as a dancer, appreciate our craft even more because you're living in that moment and you don't get that moment.
That is not cheating. Like that is, you know, like you're gonna see if you're cheating. Like you know,
exactly.
With the other ones,
and I feel like I feel like with Olivia, she sounded amazing live, but like it wasn't like her most perfect. Like what you hear on the radio, it was damn near close, but like. But it made me like her more.
Because it's the rawness of the
moment.
Because
I was like, this is her being real.
Yeah.
I mean, something that I really like, I forgot who was the one who said it, the one who won Best Rapper. Bastian, why you cannot say his name? You know what I mean.
I know.
He won, he said, there is no best dancers, there is no best artists, there is just, he said something like that. I have the quote something, but I'll read it later.
Okay.
I think it kind of goes with everything because you don't have to be perfect as long as you give energy you all.
Absolutely.
You could miss one note. You could fall in a stage. Mm-hmm. But as long as you are giving it, people are going to forgive you and are going to love your performance even more because it was genuine and it was true.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. I feel
like that's what we want. We want realness. Like if you have like, it doesn't matter as long as you are giving it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
Because it can happen. We are all humans. We make mistakes 24/7.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes people like that better. Like I remember this lady, she came to all my shows and one time I was talking to her after a performance and she said that she like only buys tickets to sit in the front row because she likes to be able to see the dancers sweating and breathing because like she actually likes that. Like because it shows like how hard you're working and how passionate you are and whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's really interesting.
That's
really
cool. Yeah,
that's
really
cool. I know which audience member you're talking about. But speaking of realness and uniqueness, Doja and SZA winning Best Pop Duo Group Performance. Doja, of course, her being her herself, being authentic, not saying anything scripted. That's her. That's really her. And her, I mean, I know her acceptance speech wasn't, you know, elaborate. It wasn't, again, rehearsed. It was her being her. And I think that's why we love her so much. And it was congratulations to her. I mean, it's a very big deal. And so
hasn't she been talking about retiring too or something?
That's tea.
Doja talks a lot.
I mean, I swear I read that somewhere like a week ago that she was like, I'm retiring from the music industry.
Well, I hope that's
and then maybe now that she won that award, she'll change her mind.
I take it back.
She's like, I take it back, you guys.
I take it back, guys. Speaking of awards, let's dive into our Latino group. Best Música Urbana goes to Bad Bunny. Are we surprised? No, we're not. Bad Bunny was performing in Miami.
His, like, one of his last concerts?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's not his last concert. This is called the Last Tour. That's the name of the tour. It's not the Last Tour.
Right. That's the name of the album. El Último Tour del Mundo. That is the name of the album. So he was partying in Miami with the Los Tiburones on stage while he was winning his Grammy. A very nice surprise was Best Latin Rock to Juanes. Which is amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yes.
But I kind of have a little misfeelings in that category because, for example, C. Tangana, which is a Spanish artist, he's doing pretty damn good art. It's one of these guys he's kind of like a rapper. But he's kind of like a little, I mean, people are also saying that he's kind of copying a little bit what Rosalía kind of did. This implementing the flamenco into his rap, into the kind of like that urban vibe.
Yes.
So, I mean, he's doing, if you guys can see the NPR Tiny Desk of C. Tangana, totally recommend it.
It's on the
watch list. Amazing. This guy, so he had, I was like, he could have won the Grammy too. And also there is this Argentina girl called Nati Peluso. Amazing artist too. So to me, I feel like these two could have run a better, but Juanes is such a big legend, Colombian, so I'm like, let's take it.
And last Latino artist I want to mention is Best Regional Mexican Music Album to the late Vicente Fernandez. He's a legend. He was a legend. He still is. Yes. Even though he's physically not here, his music lives on forever. And that's
when
for all the
artists. When did he pass away again?
Back in December.
Yeah.
We had mentioned
him. Okay, so he was getting nominated for something he did before he passed away?
Absolutely.
Okay, very cool.
So congratulations to the Fernandez
family.
Has
he won before? Oh, okay.
I'm glad he had won
before he passed away.
He's a legend. He's a legend in the industry.
Yeah.
I want to jump into how there's some controversial side to the Grammys on some artists that boycott the Grammys. For example, let's talk about The Weeknd. Let's backtrack. The Weeknd boycotted the Grammys in 2020 when his album didn't even make it into the nominations for the 2021.
And he had like a really good album that year, right?
He did, After
I'm
Hours.
By the light.
So
he feels go for it. He said, no. The Grammys, I owe it to my fans. And he went I have the tweet right here. The Grammys remain corrupt. You owe me, my fans, and the industry transparency. That was back in 2020.
Wow.
And so, yeah, his album After Hours. So people were stunned when he didn't even get a nomination.
Yeah.
And so this year, he was featured in Hurricane and Donda in Kanye West's song. Yeah. And so it won. So the Grammy will most likely get returned to the Sunder. But he doesn't have control on like if he guests in a song, like if it goes into the if it's nominated, it's nominated. That's not really out of his control. But is interesting, even though he's physically like, and
I don't
he's
want
like
it.
No, yeah. Thank you.
But I feel like the artists usually say that, and then the next year when they get nominated, they are like, "Thank you to the Academy."
But
for
he actually didn't. He actually didn't
I'm
show
sorry for
up.
All
though,
I
right?
said.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Were you? Maybe you were about to segue into this, but similar controversy along the same lines.
Yes.
Kind of. But like everyone knows, Kanye has been kind of stalkerish a little bit, cray cray with the whole Kim Kardashian divorce, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Also, there's Marilyn Manson getting a shit ton of heat for allegedly sexually abusing women in his past that he's dated, like Rachel Wood,
from
Westworld. Several other women have come forward, and he hasn't been convicted yet, but he's definitely been charged or there's women coming forward and there's going to be a court and everything.
Yeah.
But he and then Kanye have won awards and there's quite a few women out there that are saying, you know, like, why are these guys being patted on the back? Mm-hmm. Like they're,
I mean,
we're like basically awarding somebody who's stalking and like being emotionally and verbally abusive. And then this other guy who most likely did all these horrific sexual assault things.
Yeah.
So it's just another controversy that's getting brought up. Like,
of course.
Like, would we award Harvey Weinstein?
No,
like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it's just like,
exactly.
It just makes you think, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a big topic because at the same time, you could go so much into all of the artists. Because, I mean, we can just go to Michael Jackson. So it's like, are you going to take everything away too? I mean, it's a bigger question. It's a bigger...
I think it's less... I mean, that's a fair argument, but I think it's more like these guys are in the middle
right
of
now.
This
it's in
happening.
The moment, yeah.
It's in the moment. It hasn't been like, oh, we gave you an award and now we're finding this out. It's a little bit like, okay, like, is it ethical to be awarding these people when... You know,
they're in the middle of a case.
It's a little sketchy.
It is.
But I mean, there's no right or wrong answer because, again, they could. Well, Kanye has put all of his stuff out in the open.
Yeah.
But the Marilyn Manson thing, he hasn't been convicted yet. And so innocent until proven guilty. But it's just an interesting thing that's being brought up right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Another artist who did not show up, but she didn't give reasons. Ariana Grande. Hours before the Grammys were happening, she posts on her Instagram, not going.
No. But she said like her and her team, they already won. So
I mean, she thanked her friends and she's very grateful on, you know, to the Grammys and the nomination. She was nominated for three categories, but no explanation on her behalf.
She just knew she wasn't going to win, so she was like, okay. Like, what am I going again when I'm just going to take maybe one, not even. So
I mean, I would go just to wear the outfit and look cute and support myself and my other people.
Always goes.
Exactly. Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see if she makes an appearance in the future.
It's kind of funny because, like, everybody from her management was there, you know, like, Scooter was there, Justin Bieber was there, J Balvin was there. So
maybe we have to look at it from the perspective of it. Like, if we almost got the gold medal like three or four times at the Prix de Lausanne or something.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know what that is, like, it's like the world's biggest ballet competition. Mm-hmm. So if we got like runner up like 3 years in a row, I guess on the fourth year we might be like, you know,
why would I go?
Yeah,
like, I'm good.
Right.
I think that's what she said. Her and her team already won. Like,
she's probably just because, like, she's worked her ass off over the last over her whole career, and she's had some amazing songs. And done some amazing performances and collaborations. So she's probably just feeling a little frustrated that, you know, because it's like the highlight of most people's career to get that little statue.
It is.
Yeah. Literally.
Turning the tables now. Let's talk about performances.
Yes, let's do it.
So my personal favorite was J Balvin's performance.
Oh, really?
In the ghetto. I honestly liked the incorporation of like, there was parts where the dancers and then they were like in canon. I I mean, it was good. I thought it was a good performance.
The scene was good. The scene was good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought it was solid.
I mean, I was with the Asian persuasion because the freaking BTS performance was like BTS
homage to Ocean's 11, a classic film based in Vegas. It's about a heist in Vegas. So they did that scene. Like, I thought those entrances were actually very clever, actually. That was pretty good.
BTS, like, takes it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Far.
Yeah. No, it was very cool.
But at the same time with J Balvin, mm-hmm. it was very good because he's in a lot of trouble right now in the Latin community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, he always starts in the Latin Grammys. Because he wanted
full
to
circle.
Yeah. he wanted to boycott the Latin Grammys. Because he was saying like it's not fair the urban reggaeton mm-hmm. are bringing so much like publicity and everything mm-hmm. to your Latin Grammys, but we are taking maybe one Grammy at night mm-hmm. or things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he has some true in some parts, but at the same time it wasn't to be like, oh, like everybody, we shouldn't go to the Grammys.
No.
You know, so that's how everything started. And then this guy from Calle 13, Residente, in the Latin community, it's pretty common for you to like do a tiradera. And that is a song where you call out somebody.
A diss track.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like when Eminem did the movie 8 Mile and he like does those really long raps where he's like basically telling the other person like, how much they suck.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And the song was released like a month ago.
Right. It's pretty recent.
So it's pretty recent. And
isn't it like 10 minutes long?
It's 8 minutes long. The guy telling him how... And it's pretty deep. Like, it's actually like...
He translated almost the whole thing for me. I was like, damn!
I was like, this should be great!
It's a whole novel!
Yes. And I feel like it's so hard for J Balvin to come back out of that.
I mean,
the best thing he did was that he didn't reply and he didn't say anything.
Because there was nothing you could say.
I mean, what is there to say?
Yes.
What is there to say? But how do you recover from that?
Yes, there is no way. But what he did, you know, a week ago, he released a song with Ed Sheeran, two songs with Ed Sheeran, mm-hmm. which right now are pretty popping. So it's like, mm-hmm. and then now going to the Grammys, to mm-hmm. the American Grammys, is like kind of weird. Right. But at the same time, again, he's also bringing this Latin girl from Argentina, mm-hmm. Maria Becerra, mm-hmm. who became the first Argentinian woman to sing in the Grammys.
Wow.
It wasn't for him, she would have never been there.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, it's like, yeah, you can say that he's not talented or whatever, but what he's doing for the Latin community is bigger than you actually think, even though he's talentless, how a lot of people say, but...
I feel like he opened the door
for a lot of artists
in the United States mm-hmm. to be big.
Yes.
Yeah. Like to bring in names and make them household like Bad Bunny and...
Yeah,
and
like Colombia and all these things. I mean, if it wasn't for him, like I don't think... How many Colombians have performed in the Grammys, in the American Grammys? I think three.
You can count them with your fingers.
Yeah. And it's Juanes, Maluma, and Balvin.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Probably Shakira, but that's it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? So
exactly.
It's like...
Exactly.
And you know, I was telling Gus, I was like, you got to give him props for, he did it live. You could tell he was singing live.
Oh,
yes. Right. He doesn't have the best live rapping voice I've ever heard, but it was, I liked it. I liked that he just did it himself. I loved the choreography of the dancer.
I did. I liked it.
The synchronized arm with the lighting section was really, really cool.
I thought I liked it.
So yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Another great performance I want to bring up was her with Lenny Kravitz and Travis
Barker. That was awesome.
Yeah. That was a great performance. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I liked it very much. It was a great performance.
It was very, very good. I think one of my favorite parts was showing how it was really artist.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, and like when... I'm forgetting people's names.
Travis Barker.
When he just went in and started...
And then the camera zooms to Kourtney Kardashian, and she looked like awesome. She was like, I'm dotting him so hard. Like, I was like, okay. She was like,
fun fact, they got married after the Grammys.
I mean, she looked like she was about to lick his stomach, so I was like, okay.
Well, yeah, they got married.
They got married.
It's surprising and it's not, you know? Like, with them, I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, that's pretty magical. That's pretty epic.
Yeah. He's so different than Scott Disick.
Yeah.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Like,
Day and night.
But
yeah, it's
literally
pretty iconic to get married after the Grammys.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
They'll
remember that for as long as they're married for. We'll see how long that's for.
I see them.
Okay.
For a long
time. We'll
long,
see. We're going to have an time. Episode about it in the future. If they
right.
Know.
Right. Well, no. Yeah.
It was pretty good. Pretty good. I really like that.
Mm-hmm. And Lenny Kravitz, God, he's just an icon.
I
love it how he, I don't know if it was accidental. I think it was on purpose. If I was him, I would knock the mic over. Like, it fell over at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I was him, I'd just break my guitar on the ground too. Like, this is, he's just like that kind of guy. Yeah. Just like, he's awesome.
Yes.
Just like watching him perform is so cool.
Yeah. I know. Another great moment in the Grammys, which was very, I mean, it's very obviously relevant, was the message Ukraine president with John Legend in the piano. That was a very special moment. And it goes to show how music moves the world. The music is universal. Music brings joy, brings happiness, brings people together. And the fact that there was a message in the Grammys was very, very touching. I think that was beautiful. I thought that was a beautiful touch that the Grammys included.
Yes, I think that's kind of something that I really like about what the Grammys did in general. Mm-hmm. Was like they were not afraid to spotlight minorities. They were not afraid mm-hmm. to say, you know, this black person is doing this. This person is doing that. You
exactly.
know, I feel like mm-hmm. they were not afraid to be like, oh, what people are going to tell that the Grammys are now becoming this political team. Mm-hmm. Everything is political. Mm-hmm. So might
exactly.
as well just go for it.
Right. Embrace it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I definitely feel like there was a huge difference between the Oscars and the Grammys because mm-hmm. what you said, like every famous actor, why can't I remember his name? Anyways, he was saying he wasn't going to go... That he would throw his Oscar like away if they didn't invite the president of the Ukraine to speak in a video during the Oscars.
Right.
And, well, it didn't happen. There was no video.
Mm-hmm.
But the Grammys had the video from the president and I think the president of Ukraine.
Yes.
Which was beautiful, I thought. And then also they had that really cool video about what the
Academy is doing.
Yeah, yeah, with the during COVID and then with the Black Lives Matter and then
at the end.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Well, when they did like how artists were supported through the Academy, mm-hmm. how the Grammys were supporting artists that were not getting views or
right.
getting
off. Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
I feel like it was very good how, you know, because that's kind of what we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if it's fake, at least it's bringing hope.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
But
exactly.
If we compare, it's kind of like one really outshows the diversity and like mm-hmm. wanting to promote mm-hmm. it.
Honestly, yes.
And the other one is like, we just want these people to win in the same.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how we feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm really thinking about it. It really is different. Uh-huh. It really is different. Because uh-huh. we're doing this a week apart, guys. The Oscars was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grammys. It's a different. It's
and
a different.
Like, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, and like Justin Bieber has been like really vocal over the past year or two about Black Lives Matter. And he's talked about very vocally wanting to work with more artists of color. And there's a lot of really famous musicians that have brought that up over the past 2 years, but they haven't really put their money where their mouth is. And he has. And I thought that like it was really cool because I didn't know either one of the guys that he collaborated with in the Peaches
mm-hmm.
song.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they were both like, I just liked it that he was bringing attention to like new, well, maybe they aren't new, but I had never heard of them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I thought the one guy, what was his name? His voice was so unique.
I think he was Givion.
Really, really
Givion.
Cool.
Oh, Givion.
Oh, Givion.
And like, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool that they're like using all these music legends and, mm-hmm. and current people, but then they're also bringing in people that a lot of others haven't heard about yet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so there's room for like,
improvement.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
I
and it goes
cool.
to show there's room for a lot of artists. It doesn't have to be the same too. Mm-hmm. There's room. There's room.
Yeah.
And speaking of JB, I loved his performance.
I really like his performance.
I thought it was very nice.
I like how he started in the piano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
Settled,
you know?
Yeah.
I really like how he was like a badass bitch.
Okay, so can we talk about that? Because if you were watching it on TV or whatever, through streaming service. I don't even know. The Grammys, they beeped out when he said shit.
Yeah.
But they didn't beep out when he says bitch. And I don't care about either word, but I'm like, how is shit a worse word than bitch?
Right.
Like,
what? That sucks.
Like, to me, bitch is on a way higher level of, like, I mean, I've always thought that, like, shit comes first and then bitch is way, like, you know?
Right.
So I'm like,
exactly.
They've got their beeping out of order here, but all right.
The rating is weird.
Us, yeah.
The grading is weird here.
Yeah.
Anyways, I apologize if your ears are offended at the moment, everyone, but I just was a little confused by
right.
that.
Yes.
Right.
But his performance was very good.
It was so good.
Yes, it was.
And you can tell maybe he's thinking about pizza, but, like, I feel like you can tell he's thinking about his wife when he's singing that song, like, his face.
Haley's
like,
written all over that, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, like, it is so different when you're singing a song and, like, you can tell the singer is so over it or they don't feel anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so different when you get the juxtaposition of those two people. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pivoting now, I want to go back in time and talk about who do you feel has felt like you felt snubbed. I'm sorry, I can't even speak right now. let me restart that. How do you think some artists have been snubbed from their category? I think of two. I think of Adele winning over Beyonce back in 2017. And album of the year.
That was Lemonade, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, for fans, it's hard. It's shocking because when first of all, when there's a lot of your favorite artists in one category, you're like, how do I even pick? Like, I love them all so much. Like,
it feels so unfair.
Like, how does that even work? And then another one, which is to this day, people still talk about this. Back in 2014, Macklemore winning over Kendrick Lamar over Best Rap Album. I had never heard the end of that. I mean, it was big. So. Art is relevant. Music music is art. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to think that's right and that's wrong. No, I mean, you like something, I might hate it. I like something, you might hate it. That's art. Mm-hmm. How do you judge art? How do you grade art? So I'll never understand that. I mean, the Grammys is a big deal. It's a big award. It really means, like, you're the shit. Like, you're the best of the best.
Right.
At the same time, though, when you're in a category with very talented artists, it's hard. Like, it's hard. You want them all to get it. Like, it's
I
hard.
I wish that we could have Beyonce on the show. Beyonce, call
us. Can you explain this? Please explain this.
I feel like, again, I can't speak for her, obviously, but I feel like if I was her, I would have rather won one Grammy for Lemonade than any of the other ones that she won. Because you could tell that she put every single thing into that album because it was like historic. It was like her album story of the year. And it was like poetic and it had so much feeling and like it was like technically based on true things that were going on in her life.
Becky with the good
Whereas in the past, I feel like a lot of her albums, which have had incredible songs and huge hits, they don't necessarily, they're just like dance songs or like they didn't necessarily like tell a story or like almost like a poem or like the book of her life.
Right.
And like, I just feel like it was like a movie, a book, a poem, and her soul in that. Then for her.
That's why people feel about that award, Album of the Year. That's why. That's exactly why. I mean, there are things that you'll never understand and we'll never understand that.
Yes. Even Adele was like, she should have won.
I mean,
again, we can go back to the guy who won.
Yes.
His name is John Batiste.
John Batiste.
Sorry, I forgot his name before. And his quote was, "There is no best musician, best artist, best dancer, best actor. The creative arts are subjected, and they reach people at a point in their lives when they need it the most."
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's perfect. And I mean,
that's the perfect way to
exactly
say it.
That's exactly. It's kind of like everything.
Yeah.
Truth is relative. How to say that? It's like, you know, what is your truth? It might not be mine. And what is my truth? It might not be yours.
Yeah, exactly.
But that doesn't mean you are wrong and I'm right, or you are wrong and you know?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
So
that's,
like,
that's how I feel about the art. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, music speaks to all. That's why it's been around for ages and ages and ages.
And we always stay there.
I have a question. Has anyone I don't think this has ever happened, but have they ever like given a tie like two people?
There was a tie.
I think there is. This
award show. Yes, with really? Jasmine Sullivan and Bruno for.
Yes, there was.
Uh-huh. It was. They won. They both won. I don't want to say the wrong one now. They had a tie. They yes. both got.
Well,
a
so how come Adele and Beyonce they could have both won?
They're probably more bold in the room or
that's
whatever.
Interesting. But. I kind of wonder, yeah, if there's some people in that room that were voting that just couldn't like.
At the same time, it could have been also because it's bigger awards.
Album of the year. Uh-huh. It's a big right. one.
When right. they when it's bigger categories, you know, yeah. like it's not the same winning like sound design as winning the best song of the year, which like is kind of ridiculous should. Because without sound design, you cannot win song of the year.
Yeah, right. But, right. Yeah.
I think it happened.
Yeah. There was a tie this year, so.
Oh, yeah.
They both got Grammys.
I was like, that's probably never happened.
They give out more than 84 awards, I think.
Wow.
It's pretty big how many awards they give.
And nobody slapped anyone. That's good.
Yes. That's the other thing that happened compared to this is, you know how we talk, how many people watch the Oscars?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Did you know how many people watch the Grammys?
How many?
Only, I just want to say it wrong.
Right.
So the Oscars were 16.6 million
mm-hmm.
and the Grammys were 8.9 million.
That's so weird. Wow. I would think music would be more like.
I thought so too.
For me, music has always been entertaining. Exactly. I've always loved the dancing, the music. I love the
because you have more performances. You have more. It's kind of what Trevor says. He was like, this is just a concert that happens to give awards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I really like that because that's literally what it is. It's a concert with the biggest musicians.
Exactly.
Weird.
They just give awards.
Exactly.
But I would thought they.
You would think music.
Yeah.
Would
that
bring
is
more
so
people.
Strange.
But my question is, I don't know if this is just in the U.S. or in the world.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I know the Oscars are definitely global.
Global.
Like everybody in the world watches the Grammys. I don't think so.
That will. Yeah, determine.
But at the same
number.
Time, if you put 16 million in the war, that's not even like 0.01%
exactly.
of the war.
Exactly.
So that's sad.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like the Oscars, movies that we watch all the time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If it's all of the war, let it at least be 100 million mm-hmm. people watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
1%.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But
crazy. It goes to show. It mm-hmm. goes to show, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that concludes.
Oh, do we need to do a little shout out to our...
Before we end this episode, we have a very special announcement.
We do. Gus, you want to
please lead
share
us.
This special juicy moment?
Yes. let's do it.
Yes, please.
All right. So how did you guys have... We have our first sponsor. It's called New Religion, so please go check it out. We're going to leave the links down in the comment section, in the description.
I almost forgot to
say description. So you can see what we're wearing. It's a new collection. And
it's super light, guys.
It's
I mean,
sports collection, so it's for you to go so work out.
So comfortable.
I mean, the material is impeccable. And the design.
The design.
There's nothing like it, guys.
There's nothing like
it's
it.
Perfect for like going to the gym, dancing in, just chilling at home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You could even wear this like out even because it's kind of fleek. Like,
uh-huh.
It's like really cool. I like
we have the shirts. Ash has the sweater.
Yes, full pants, everything.
Yes.
Bless.
And the cool thing about it is their patterns like you've never seen. Like no one is going to be wearing what you're wearing,
exactly.
which I don't know about you, but I don't like to be seen
Mm-mm.
wearing something else that someone else is wearing.
This isn't mainstream, guys.
Mm-mm. It's very unique.
Yes.
I like it a lot.
So if you guys want to check it out, please just go to the Instagram. It's New Religion NYC.
Thank you, New Religion.
Thank you.
Yes. You know, let's go also... What about the people, what were they were wearing? You know, how in the Oscars, we kind of talk a little bit about that.
Let's talk about outfits. Anyone's that struck?
I mean, I really like Dua Lipa, what she was wearing.
Yes, Dua Lipa.
I actually like what Bruno Mars and his, wait, what's the other guy's name?
Anderson
were wearing. Their suits were awesome.
Yes,
I liked it.
They're fly. They're always fly.
Uh-huh. They are, yeah.
And I actually really liked Nas' suit.
His military, when his performance, mm-hmm. it gave me like MJ vibes. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Uh-huh. I really liked that one, yes.
Yeah.
When he was, I also like his...
Oh, Oh, his red carpet look.
Mm-hmm. I was actually talking about not like Big Nas, not Little Nas.
Oh, the other Nas.
I know. His wasn't, it wasn't like over like the top or anything, but it was just like a really classy like blue gray suit with like skinnier fitted pants. I don't know. I just thought he looked really like gangster classy. Like I thought it looked good.
Right? Yeah.
Dua Lipa. Yes, that is hot.
Dua Lipa
super
looks
hot.
So good. Yeah.
She
so
looks beautiful.
That looks really good.
Crazy.
She's always beautiful.
All right.
Is that anything did you guys want to say about the Grammys?
I think
something else that is striking.
I think that concludes it. I think that concludes the Grammys.
Unless you want me to sing about it, I think that's it.
Okay, guys.
Okay, welcome to the end of our episode.
That's a wrap. No, I'm kidding.
All right. No. Yeah. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening, for watching, if you're watching, and that. I almost spoke in Spanish.
That's fine if you do.
That's right.
Just go listen in any platform. Please rate us. It will mean the world to us. We're in every platform. I don't know why I'm forgetting to speak. I'm sorry.
That's all you have to say. They get it.
Yes. They get it.
Don't forget to rate us. Thank you
As
very
always,
much.
Thank you for tuning in, guys. Until the next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at @NobodyYouKnow_podcast. See you next time.